the Shaila, emailing the Shaila about the same Talamata Levracha as we're about to begin it in Eretz Yisrael. So we have this discrepancy between saying it in Eretz Yisrael and saying it in America. And Baruch Hashem, with the constant travel to Eretz Yisrael and back, the Shaila is becoming more and more prevalent. So we'll discuss it for a few minutes tonight and try to clarify the issues. So the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Tanis on Daf Yud Amar Aleph, Begimol b'mar Cheshvan Sholin es Hageshamim. The third day of Cheshvan, that's when we begin asking for rain. We've mentioned many times that there's a difference between Sholin for Geshamim, where we ask for rain, and Mazkirin Hageshamim. Mazkirin Hageshamim, we start on the last day of Yom Tif. That's Mashiv Ruach Umar Hageshem. But Sholin, to actually actively ask for rain, says the Mishnah, we don't start till Gimel Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel, I remember Rabbi Gamliel argues, what does he say? Bishivabo, the third of Mar Cheshvan is not enough, we have to wait till the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. Tesvav Yom Acher Achag, Kideshi Yagia, Acheron Shebi Yisrael, Linahar Pras. Why are we waiting so long? Why do we wait for the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan? So Rashi explains, Klomer b'shiva b'mar cheshvan hu tezvav achar achag. You wait 15 days until Yom Tif, or after Yom Tif, kidei sheyagia ha'acharon. Klomer, kodem bias mayim l'nahar prashu rochok yosir. We're letting the people who came up to be olerega, we're letting them come back, get back to their homes, and therefore we wait until the 15 days after Yom Tov. It's an interesting question some of the Achronim ask. If this is the case, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I believe, asked this question. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, why don't we stop asking 15 days before Chag HaPesach? We don't stop until Chag HaPesach. Well, then the people need to come Ali L'Regel as well. So we should stop 15 days earlier to give them the time to get up. So that's a question Rav Shlomo Zalman says he bothered him as a child. The Heshiv ki bevoam li Yerushalayim. What was his answer? When they come to Yerushalayim, l'chag ha-sukos, ha-yilavushim b'malbushay ha-kayetz, u'bematzav zeh ye'akvem ha-geshem harbi. He says, what's the difference? Why when it comes to Pesach, we don't wait 15 days? When it comes to Sukkot, we don't daven, we wait 15 days for after Sukkot? Because when they would come in Sukkot, so it was still the end of the summer. So they were wearing summer clothing. If you're wearing summer clothing, so then it was very hard if there was rain. However, avol b'tzeisim lefnei chag ha-pesach, when they come up to Yerushalayim in preparation for Chag HaPesach, b'yodom l'skasos k'roi k'derech koyim osachorev, they're still wearing, the winter garments are still out, they still have the winter wardrobe, and therefore it wasn't such a big deal if it would rain. That's interesting comment of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So, in the end of the day, we have Gimel Mar Cheshvan, and the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, which is how we paskin, as the Gemara says, Amra Belozer, Halacha Kirabun Gamliel. We paskin that we wait till the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, which is where we are holding right now, which is why they're going to begin in Eretz Yisrael tonight. Tanya, Chananya Omer, Ubegola Ba in Chutzla Aretz Ad Shishim Bitkufa. Then they wait until the 60 days after the Tkufa. That's why we wait till either December 4th or December 5th, depending on the year. We wait for much later into the winter. So the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Gola. What is the reason for this difference? So Rashi explains on the spot. Ubegola in Sholin ad Shishin Bitkufa, Lefisha hu makom namuch, it's lower, it's not as high as Eretz Yisrael, the Ein Tzrichim Mater Kolkach, and it wasn't as necessary for it, that didn't need rain as much, therefore we wait until later in the winter to ask for rain. We don't need it, we're not pressured to ask for rain right away. Zayin Machesh, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, such a high land, they need rain right away, so therefore they ask as soon as possible. So you have a different din in Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Marcheshvan, and the din in Golas, in outside of Eretz Yisrael, wait till 60 days after the Tkufa. The Ran has an interesting comment. Says the Ran, this makes a lot of sense. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. When they had a Beis HaMikdash, everyone was coming up to Beis HaMikdash or Oil Regal, so then you have to wait till Zayin Marcheshvan. But what should the halacha be right now? Nowadays, halacha should be, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you wait 60 days. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you start right away. Just like you start Mashiv Ruach L'Mayir HaGeshem right away. So why are we waiting 7 days? This question bothers the Ran in his commentary, Meseches Tainis. And he concludes by saying as follows, a fascinating comment. It sheds light on the concept of Aliyah Lerega. Umidivrayim tzarech lomer dechi ifzika halacha hilchasakrim galil, haino afilo leacher churban. Even after churban abayis, we still pass in like Rabbi Galil and we still wait 7 days. There's no one doing aliyah leregel, so what do we have to wait for? Why do we wait the 7 days? They don't have to go anywhere. Says Ran, lefi shahayu misasvin bichol hasvivois biregel Yerushalayim kimosha osin gam hayom. Because still, even when there was no Beis HaMikdash, it was always a custom of Jews to gather it with that hope of the Beis HaMikdash being there ultimately. So we always gather Yerushalayim to remind ourselves that Yerushalayim is a place for to be for Yom Tov, even if we don't have Beis HaMikdash. And the Chazal took that into account, that not only do people go up to Yerushalayim when there is a Beis HaMikdash, but Klal Yisrael always has its eyes towards Yerushalayim, so there will be people coming to Yerushalayim even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. There will be Ol Regel even when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, we wait, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we wait 7 days to allow them to get back home safely before the rain begins. So that's the comment of the Ran, and many others as well make the similar ha'ara, showing that we still have a concept. There's still this idea of going to Yerushalayim for the Aliyah Regel, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, for that our eyes always to be towards Yerushalayim when it comes time for Yom Tov. So we have a basic Gemara about a difference between Golos and a difference between Eretz Yisrael, whether you start Zayin Marcheshvan or whether you wait for 60 days sometime at the beginning of December. And this is what the Tur paskins as well. It says the Tur, Umaschil and Lishol Shishim Yom Acher Tkufas Tishrei, V'yom Shativu Vativu Tishrei. These outside of Eretz Yisrael, you wait until 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. But in Eretz Yisrael, he says, then you wait only till Zayin Marcheshva. Ditnan, B'shloisha B'Marcheshva Sholin Esa Geshamim, as we just learned. Rebbe Gamliel Omer B'Shiva Bo. Va'omer Avalaza Halacha K'Rebbe Gamliel Chananya Omer B'Gola Perish B'Bavel Sholin Ad Shishim Yom Achar HaTkufa. So this is Paskin, both in the Tur, and it's Paskin in the Mechaber as well, in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin in Hilchos Tfilah. So what is the question? The question becomes, what happens when a person is neither here nor there? Or he's in both places, right? He's both in Eretz Yisrael and he's in Chutz Laaretz, depending on the day. Baruch Hashem travels very frequent, so it's very common that a person could be in Eretz Yisrael for some time where they're saying the same Talmud Matar, and a person's in America, back in America, and they're not saying it yet. So what does a person do? Does he go with Eretz Yisrael? Does he go with Chutz Laaretz? How does a person decide what the appropriate minug is to do? So first we have to point out that this is an interesting discussion in general. Let's say a person is in Chutz Laaretz. He's in America, and tonight they're going to start saying the same Talmud Matal of Racha in Eretz Yisrael. Person by accident, his head is always in Eretz Yisrael, Libi B'Mizrach, so his mind is always with the people in Eretz Yisrael. And he slips off, he's davening here, he forgets he's in Far Rockaway, and he says, V'sein Tal Umatal of Racha. What's the din? And on one hand, in Eretz Yisrael, they're already saying it, so perhaps I don't have to go back and repeat my Shema Esrei. On the other hand, they're only saying it in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laaretz, it's not the halacha to say it yet. So if I said it, do I have to go back and repeat the Shemona Esrei? So this is a big debate amongst the poskim. The Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to quote some poskim that says that no, you don't have to go back and repeat it. Why? Because even in Chutz Laaretz, the winter has begun. It's a time for rain. It could be because of the geography, because of our climate, we're not in such need for rain, so we don't ask for it actively until the beginning of the winter, till December, but it still is man of Geshamim, and therefore, since they've already begun asking for it in Eretz Yisrael, to have rain now would not be considered something of klala. Therefore, you do not have to repeat your Shemona Esrei again if a person accidentally, at this point in time, once Eretz Yisrael has already begun, if he says it, it's okay. But the Mishnah Berurah argues, the Mishnah Berurah says, no. Mishnah Berurah Halacha says, and it's a big suffix, he says, no, if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Chutz Laaretz, you can't just say the same Talmud Matal of Racha because they're saying it in Eretz Yisrael. Over here, you're in a place where it's not time yet to ask for Geshamim. Therefore, if you do, erroneously, if a person does ask for Geshamim, and he says the same Talmud Matal of Racha, so it says in Mishnah Berurah, very likely you have to repeat your Shemona Esrei. And because I'm Misupah, because I am not so sure as to whether that is the Lach, he says, I want you to say Shemona Esrei Esrei again and be masna, make a tanai and say that if I'm chayiv another Shmona Esrei, so then this is my new Shmona Esrei where I'm not going to say the same talamot levracha. If I'm not chayiv a new Shmona Esrei, so then this is just a tefilas nidava. You daven al tanai. But a big machlekes, if a person says it when he's not supposed to have said it at this tkufa, so does he have to repeat Shmona Esrei? So obviously this will play a big role in how a person passes. A person's visiting Eretz Yisrael for this past week, and he's in Eretz Yisrael when they start saying the same Talamatar. Or a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and he started saying the same Talamatar, and then he comes to visit America and they're not saying it. So we can't just say it anyway, because according to many poskim, if you say it, you're not yotzei the tefillah. So it's a big shaila. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you'd be yotzei regardless. So it's less of a shaila. But according to Mishnah Berurah, if you say it when you're not supposed to have said it, so then it's as if you weren't yotzei the tefillah. So therefore we have to be very careful. What is the halacha when a person who finds himself both in Eretz Yisrael and later in America at a time where in Eretz Yisrael they're saying the same Talamatar? Could he continue in America, or is he not allowed to continue? So what's the shaila?
It has to do with what he's mechaber.
So interestingly enough, none of the posts can make that distinction, even though you think that they would. And we'll discuss that in a moment, why that is. So there are basically two shitas. There's the shita of the opinion of the Achronim, who say it goes based on where you are. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you go with Eretz Yisrael. When in Rome, you do like the Romans. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you do like Eretz Yisrael people. When you're in America, you do like the people in America are doing. So if you're there one day and then you come back and then you're in America, now they're not saying the same. So yesterday you said the same Talamotar and today you don't say it. What's the big deal? That's like many, many poskim say. It goes based on where you find yourself right now. Now there are other poskim that say, no. It doesn't go based on where you find yourself right now. It goes based on who you are. Are you a Ben Eretz Yisrael, or are you a Ben Chutz La'aretz? Because if you're going back to Eretz Yisrael, even if you're going back to Eretz Yisrael in a few months, but your winter is going to be a winter of being in Eretz Yisrael. So do you need the rain right now? Do you need it to be raining in Eretz Yisrael right now? Yeah, I need it to be raining, because I'm going to head back to Eretz Yisrael, and I need the rain. So I can't, even though I'm in Chutz La'aretz right now, since I am a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and I know that I will be spending my winter months and the next harvest time in Eretz Yisrael, so I need it to be raining right now. I don't need it to be raining right now here, but I need it to be raining right now in Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't go based on where you are right now, it goes based on who you are. Are you a Ben Eretz Yisrael who lives in Eretz Yisrael, even if you happen to be here for this particular period of time? Or are you a Ben Chutzar? This seems to be the debate between the poskim. There are those that say, even if you are a Ben Eretz Yisrael, even if you are in Chutz La'aretz, if your family is back in Eretz Yisrael, so then of course you still need the rain for your family, so you should continue saying it. But that's basically the debate. The debate is, do you go based on where you are right now, or do you go based on who you are? It's a very yesodistic, very fundamental machloikis. In general, we look at this as a machloikis in terms of details. Do I say it, do I don't? But what they're arguing about is something very fundamental. What are they arguing about? When we say the same Talamat Levracha, when we ask the Rebbeinu Shem for davening, we're davening for rain to the Rebbeinu Shem. So do we go based on the person? Does the Rebbeinu Shem Kiviyachol look at the person and say, does this person need rain? So if he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, so Rebbeinu Shem looks at me, do I need rain right now? Yeah, I need rain right now. Where do I need it? The Rebbeinu Shem will figure out that I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael and I need it. But the tefillah is looked at coming from the person, irrespective of the location, and you're a person who is attached to Eretz Yisrael because that's where you live. So you're a person who davens for rain, even if you happen to be in America. You're Ben Eretz Yisrael, you daven for rain because Eretz Yisrael needs rain. Or no, we don't look at a person in terms of who he is. Are you a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben, or a Ben Chutz La'aretz? We look at the location. The tefillah emanates from a certain location, and the Rebbeinu Shem says, where's this tefillah coming from? If it's coming from Chutz La'aretz, so then the rain, your tefillah is directed towards Chutz La'aretz. If it's coming from Eretz Yisrael, so then your tefillah works for Eretz Yisrael. So even if you happen to live in Eretz Yisrael, now you come to Chutz La'aretz, doesn't make a difference. If your tefillah is being misfiled, being davened in Chutz La'aretz, you go with Chutz La'aretz. If it's being misfiled in Eretz Yisrael, then you go with Eretz Yisrael. So halacha l'maisa, what do? Right? There are two shitas. There are those that mutually exclusive. There are those that say you go based on where you find yourself, and there are those that go based on who you are. You've been Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz La'aretz. And even more bothersome now, even bigger problem now, is now it's not even so clear. One of the people that asked me the shaila, I asked him, are you Ben Eretz Yisrael or are you Ben Chutz La'aretz? He said, I don't know. I'm 6 months here, I'm 6 months there, Baruch Hashem. Who knows who's a Ben Eretz at this point? There are people that are in between. I'm in Ben Eretz, half the year that I spend here, half the year I spend there. I'm going back and forth constantly. Who knows if you're a Ben Eretz or Ben Chutz Laaretz? So I would suggest as follows, based on the psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach. And he says, based on the understanding that we've mentioned before, that if you say it at a time you're not supposed to say it, so it could be you're not Yotze. And if you don't say it at a time you're supposed to say it, also could be you're not Yotze. So what do? So he explains as follows. He says, a Ben Eretz Yisrael HaYotze L'Chutz La'aretz, a Ben Eretz Yisrael who comes to Chutz La'aretz, and he finds himself in Chutz La'aretz, so you continue saying the same Talumata Levracha, but you don't say it in the same bracha. You don't say it in the bracha Baruch Birchas Hashanim. You say it in Shemeya Tefillah. This way, it's not a hefsik, it's not a problem. I say Shemeya Tefillah, and I added, I was mevakesh for rain, I asked for rain, but I didn't ask for it in the Birchas Hashanim, I asked for it in Shemeya Tefillah. Says Rosh Hashanah, you've covered all your bases. Then he says, Ben Chutz La'aretz HaNimtza Be'eretz Yisrael. Now, let's say you're going to travel to Eretz Yisrael this week, and in this week, they're going to be saying the same Talamat of Racha. So you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. You want to say the same Talamat of Racha. But then you're going to come back here, and they haven't started saying it till the beginning of December. So what do? Passing through Shlomo Zalman, Ben Chutz La'aretz HaNimtza Be'eretz Yisrael, Ubedaito Lachzor La'achar Shishim Yom. If you're mine, you're not going to go back till we start saying it December 4th, December 5th. So then, okay, you could start with them. No problem. By the time you get back here, everyone will be saying it. But let's say you're going this week to Eretz Yisrael. They will have started saying it, so you want to say it. But then you're coming back, and we aren't saying it. So what do? So he says as follows, Ubedaito Lachzor same exact psak, you do it in Shemei Tefillah. So basically, anyone who will find himself in this situation where he wants to start saying the same Talamotar, but he knows that if he starts now, he's going to find himself in a place where they're not saying it anymore. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you say it, but you say it in Shemei Tefillah, right before Kiyata Shemei Tefillah, you say the same Talamotar Levracha, Kiyata Shemei Tefillah Samcha, and then you go and you say, this way you cover your bases. On the one hand, you ask for rain. You hope that there's rain in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, in case that you were not supposed to ask for rain, it didn't ruin your tefillah because it wasn't in the context of Birchas Hashanim. Instead, it's in the context of Shemei Tefillah.
But what about in
the same bracha, same, yeah.
You say the same bracha,
and
then when you come to
Shemei, you say the
same Talmud.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens if you steer Eretz Yisrael
they continue to say based on what the